The only Australian doctor in the Médecins Sans Frontières hospital in the Afghan city of Kunduz, when it was bombed by US forces, says she's outraged that no one had been held accountable for the tragedy. In her first broadcast interview since the incident 6 months ago, Kathleen Thomas has accused the Australian government of not doing enough to press for an independent investigation into the bombing. The MSF hospital was destroyed by precise and repeated US airstrikes that killed 42 people, including 14 MSF staff members. Mandy Sammy reports.
Until now, Australian Dr. Kathleen Thomas hasn't been able to talk about the day she says changed her life. It's been 6 months since US forces led a bombing raid on the MSF hospital she was working in, with 180 staff and patients inside.
We were having to make horrendous decisions about who we would try and save and who we could not afford to at the time. And of course, all those who did die, I will certainly never forget. I can remember every single patient in ICU who died, every staff member, who was working that week, and those who did lose their lives. And then, of course, who could forget the actual attack itself? And that will certainly stay in my mind forever. Not only the sounds and the smells of it all and the actual experience, but the effect of the attack and having to deal with treating patients and colleagues and friends who we were very close to who were dying in front of our eyes. That was absolutely horrendous.
The US has apologised for the incident, describing the attack a direct result of avoidable human error compounded by process and equipment failures. MSF maintains the attack was deliberate, and it's continuing to call for a war crimes probe into the incident. That call has so far been ignored. Dr. Thomas says there needs to be an independent investigation, and the Australian government should be doing more to ensure it happens.
We're setting a real precedent here. You know, the US is supposed to be the peacekeepers of the world. They're the most dominant force out there. And if they are allowed to get away with this without sort of having to undergo appropriate investigation, then I think it sets a real precedent for other countries who don't have as good a humanitarian record to bomb freely without consequence. And unless you have consequences for acts that are potentially war crimes, Why would any country or organization just not go ahead and commit those atrocities?
How does it make you feel that there has been no action?
It's deeply frustrating and extremely saddening. Yeah. So the absolute minimal that needs to happen is that the US needs to release their investigation findings so that the public can see it, and particularly MSF can see it.
What's your worst fears if none of that happens?
I think what's happening now is it's becoming a new norm, and people are becoming compliant about the fact that that hospitals are being bombed, and that's becoming normal. And that is absolutely problematic, not only for the countries affected at the moment, but for the whole future of warfare and for the future of humanitarian aid work.
Has this made you rethink the work that you're doing? And I mean, will you continue to go into war zones and try and help people who are affected by war?
It certainly changed my life in many ways. I, at the moment, am working in a hospital in Sydney and don't have plans to return overseas at this stage.
Will it make a difference? You know, if you see that there are consequences for the bombing, such as the one that happened in Kunduz?
Absolutely. If there are consequences as to this action, then it essentially means that the international community does not accept that this is okay. People need to be not okay with this, and we need to collectively say, from a public point of view, from a governmental point of view, that we will not accept hospitals being bombed in any situation, whether it was an isolated incident such as in Kunduz, or whether it's an ongoing problem in Syria and Yemen and other areas of conflict.
Australian Dr. Kathleen Thomas speaking there with Mandy Sammy.